Welcome to Hungry Brain. Welcome to You, Me, Them, Everybody Live. My name is Brandon Weatherby. It is our last show at the Hungry Brain. Aw, who gives a shit? It's a fine place. More importantly, don't mourn this place yet, okay? It's still open for business. People still need to come here and tip a lot of money because that's what you should do in a good bar. I spent way too many times here, times good, both good and bad, like a Led Zeppelin song, and mostly medium times, and that's formative times. I had a lot of formative times here. I started coming here when I was 21. I'm 31. I started working here when I was 22, and it would have been 10 years if this place stayed open until April. Thanks a lot, guys. No, that's the main thing to do. These people are amazing. This is the first and only place my mom has ever seen this talk show. This talk show has been going for 5 years. It's our five-year anniversary. I was bartending the night Barack Obama was elected president, which is both awesome because, like, oh, I get to witness history, but everyone else in the city was witnessing history in Grant Park, so that was nice. I've cried multiple times in this bar, never in front of people, and 100% of those times the replacements were playing. Here comes a regular, and I was closing the bar at 3 a.m., just mopping and crying. That's what I'm going to take away from this place. Don't listen to the replacements alone, especially after 11 p.m., because it's a bad... You could be... I did that sober and really drunk. This place has saved my life, sort of. One night I was working, I was going to get out of here earlier. Then the 2 a.m. closing, but a regular came in, and we got out of here at 2 a.m. And around 1:30 a.m., someone was murdered at the bus stop I would have been waiting at. So that was a cool thing. Thanks, everybody. White privilege really worked out that time. So
thanks, Hungry Brain.
Thank you, Hungry Brain, for not letting me murder people myself. Anyways, I was up very, very, very late on Tuesday evening. For the listener at home, it is Friday. That means it's been 72 hours. I was up very late trying to work on, like, everything I wanted to fit into this last monologue here. And that's a fool's errand. There's no way I could possibly fit everything in. It's not going to be close to funny, and I apologize instantly. We are going to have a lot of guests, so hopefully that evens it all out. But this is an incredibly important place in my life. I'm not going to cry because I don't have feelings and there's people here. I'm also married, and I'm wearing a summer suit, so I'm pretty much fucking awesome. You can't hurt me right now. I'm Eminem for all intents and purposes. I did a monologue here in October, and Luz was working, and I got really emotional. And I had the last show I had done, this is blatantly bragging. I did a show for 1,200 people, and I was not nervous in the least. And I was really nervous for 30 people at the Hungry Brain. The fact that there's like 60 people at the Hungry Brain, I don't know what to fucking say. This is so weird and bittersweet and blah, blah, blah. I honestly thought this was the goal when I started the show. I thought, okay, in 5 years, I'm going to, don't laugh yet, I'm going to have a late night show, and this place is going to be like Largo, and I'm going to be like the really rich asshole whole guy that like everyone pretends they don't like, a la Dave Grohl, and like fund this place and no one will ever know and people will talk shit about me, but I'll have my own little clubhouse. And that didn't work out, so I'd like to apologize. I'd like to apologize for not succeeding. I've been to weddings because of this place. I've met people from booking the door and went to their weddings, and I invited people that I met via this place to my wedding. And I wish I invited more people from this place to my wedding, but I didn't think they made enough money, but they obviously make more money than me, so they should have invited them, and I still feel bad about that. Sorry, the Pritchards that are in the audience tonight. I feel bad about that. This is weird. This has never been weird here. This has always been like the most not weird place for me. I guess this is me soaking it in. This is, I don't know what that means, actually. Katie, who does amazing stuff here with this group called Everything is Terrible. Everything is Terrible has been going for a very long time, 6-7 years. And they started doing shows before this show, before You, Me, Them, Everybody Live at the Hungry Brain. And this is when they did characters. So it was Commodore Gilgamesh, blah, 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 blah. And they would never appear on stage. So I had to host that show. And that was sort of my first time doing something like this in the Hungry Brain in front of people. And the only takeaways I had from that is, like, no matter how poorly I did, everyone in the bar was incredibly kind to me. And no matter how poor I was, I always smelled better than everyone, and Everything is Terrible. And if they were able to pack a bar smelling like 10-day-old tofurkey, I could do something. Not necessarily something good or profitable, but something. And a lot of something. This is show like 338 for us. It's not a special show because of the number. It gives a shit. The five-year thing is meaningless bullshit. When I initially booked this show, it wasn't supposed to be the last show here. It was supposed to be the five-year anniversary show. And now it's both, and that's a nice thing. And I have to thank for the billionth time. I thank them every show, but I have to thank them again. Luz and Jan and Dan and all those people that let us do literally whatever we wanted. Like, they've made a lot of mistakes letting me do whatever I want here. They let me book a band called Lasers and Fast and Shit, and we blew out the power. And I'm really glad that Dan was working that night, and I'm pretty sure Luz and Jan have no idea that it happened 4 years ago, because they wouldn't let the show continue here. I've met a lot of amazing people, and every single person that's on tonight's bill has been on the show before, and I can attest to their talent and the fact that they're willing to waste some time here on a very, very cold night in the end of November. So we're going to do the show now. It's going to be a lot of fun. Esmeralda's the co-host because she's supposed to be the co-host, and she's here. Ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together for Esmeralda Leon, everybody. I don't know if I should keep you up here as like a bit, or just I like having my friend Brian up here. So for the listener at home, here's what happened. The guy next to me is the only man I've ever passionately made out with, and that was at a performance art space. And why are you laughing? Men's rights, everybody. Is it a performance art space? Fix the sound! That's why you're up here! It was a performance art space in Rogers Park? You don't know. That meant nothing to you. You thought it was a coffee shop? No, dude. We only made out in performance spaces, and it wasn't even a bit. It was the TV one, yeah.
That was Rogers Park.
Okay, anyways, so I have him up here, and he makes a lot of money. So if anybody needs a drink, he's going to buy everyone free drinks the entire night. Thank you so much, Brian. Last show. Thank you so much. You're a very rich man. I'm going to give people your address by the end of the night. Esmeralda, how are you?
I'm doing all right now.
What does that mean?
It's really loud. I don't know.
Brian, it's really loud. Thank you so much. You're doing a great job.
I left my house.
Yeah.
Took a shower.
Yeah.
Not in that order. That'd be weird.
No, but you could stop at the Y. You could stop at a gym.
It's true.
You could stop at a gym.
I live at the Y.
Do you live at the Y?
They have a pool, so that's right, babe.
Are you in dirty work bits now that no one likes except me? Esmeralda is a very talented woman that gets paid to use her voice on the radio, and now every once in a while I make her talk to me on a stage in front of people, so that's what we're doing now. She's the co-host, and the legal job of a co-host is to run over news stories.
Yes.
Do you want to do the news stories, or do you want to get like super sad really quick?
Oh, no. No, I took too long to put on this eyeliner. I can't do it yet.
Okay. Then let's do the news stories, and we'll get super sad with you later on through the show.
Okay, yeah.
What's the first news story?
So the whole theme, I usually have themes for the most part, is tips for the ladies.
I like ladies.
Because that's what came up when I looked up news stories.
You just Googled news stories?
Yeah.
Cool. And that's
how
what
do you look up your news?
No, but that's what came up. Not horrible sadness about Ferguson, not Black Friday specials and riots in Walmarts. Nope. Lady tips.
Yeah, I just felt I have a filter.
That's cool. Your news feed is not nearly as sad as the rest of the world's.
Yeah, well, you know.
I don't know. I need to
gotta
know. I need
keep
to know.
It light.
What's the first story?
So, tip number one, ladies, for this holiday season. Guys don't like how your cooch smells, apparently. Because there's a startup that, of two men, of course, because they know what's going on down there. It's a pill that you take, and it will make your vagina smell like peaches.
Are you sure you weren't reading synopsis for upcoming It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia episodes?
No, no. No, no, no. This is a news. It said news.
Sure.
It did
say news.
It was on the internet.
And if you take a pill, your vagina smells.
Yeah, it's supposed to be like a
different
probiotic or something.
Great.
And it's going to smell like peaches. Now, I wonder, is it like red chapstick where it looks like cherry and it smells like cherry, but then you try to eat it and it just tastes like wax?
Yes.
Is that going to be the same?
Yep. Yep, that's what it's going to be. It's going to be fantastic. Would you do it? Would you take the pill?
Not really, because thinking about it, what if you had underlying problems and those underlying problems are being covered up by peach smell?
The obvious underlying problems are self-esteem. You have horrible self-esteem.
I mean, hey, I could understand. You may want it to smell like peaches. Why not? But
because showering works. What's the issue?
Well, yeah, I know it does, but you know.
No,
it's
I
like,
don't
why
know.
Do you buy smelly or why do you buy scented cat litter?
To hide the smell of cat urine.
Well, no, but the cat litter should do it on its own.
I don't think that's comparable in any way.
All right. No, but I was thinking, the thing is, what if you do have those underlying problems, and then you just have peach smell, and then just like an overripe peach, and then it's just kind of like a stinky peach.
I don't think it ages like a peach would age.
But I think it would just go away.
It's not good. Like, have you had a peach sitting in your fridge for longer than 2 weeks?
Yes.
No good.
But I'm saying, well, yes, understood. But it's not, it doesn't take on the all of the attributes. Thank you.
It's not like wine. It doesn't turn into wine. Trust me, it doesn't.
What? Next story.
Because it's peaches.
We've learned nothing.
Tip two. masturbate before you go to holiday parties. Because that way, you won't want to take that dude home that you've been talking to after 7 eggnogs.
Could you consume 7 eggnogs? That's the
probably. I mean, you'd probably... Actually, you
that's
probably...
That's a bet!
You probably wouldn't want to go home.
I know the brain usually doesn't have eggnog, but could we make an... is there eggnog in this bar?
Someone go get eggnog.
Yeah, let's send somebody to the grocery store. Let's give you 7 of them and let's just see what happens. Let's
see, but don't they always serve them in those little tiny cups?
Yes, tiny cups.
Yeah, 7. That's like a big glass.
That's like 32 ounces of eggnog.
I mean, eggnog.
Could you do... So you can do a big gulp's worth of eggnog.
Probably. I mean,
that's way more interesting than masturbating before a holiday
party.
The
after effects would not be fantastic.
What's
worse,
sleeping with somebody that you shouldn't at a holiday party or having 7 eggnogs by choice?
Are you with that person?
You're not with that person.
After the eggnogs? Because
let's do 3 scenarios. Yes, that's one of them.
Ooh,
what's the best scenario?
I would by yourself.
Yeah.
Just because you need... That's shameful and awful. Because you're going to be in there for a while. That's going to really smell like dairy.
That's sort of like a callback to the first story.
Yes. Oh, and then it'll just smell like...
Yeah.
And cream.
That was good.
Song.
That was good.
Yeah, but I like that. Remember
that
song?
Good. I like that.
Is that early now? Okay.
You got another one?
Tip 3. You can get a boob job, right? Very expensive.
Agreed.
Yes. Expensive, though. You can get a 24-hour boob job. It's these this New York doctor's figured out he can just shoot some saline injections into your boobs, big old boobs for 24 hours, and then they disappear after that.
That sounds awesome.
I mean, it's a it's expensive to get a boob job, and then they got to cut everything up. It's ridiculous.
I agree with you. You do have to cut everything up now.
And say you have a dress. You have a dress. You're not really filling out. Dunk, dunk, done.
Yeah. Do they make those sound effects?
Yes.
Blunk, blunk.
And then afterwards when it deflates, boom. That's what happened.
Would you do that?
What?
Get this 24-hour saline boob job?
Maybe.
How much did that cost? Did they have a price?
No. Well, yeah, they don't have a price, which means it's very expensive.
It's very illegal, too. It can't be legal.
Why wouldn't it be?
It seems...
You can inject a bunch of things in
you. But it seems like something you'd read on like a Hot Topic t-shirt or something like that. Like, shoot them titties up or something. I don't know.
What Hot Topic do you go to?
I think I was thinking of Pacific Sunwear. I apologize.
Yes.
It was a PacSun shirt when you wear your JNCOs in. And then you get the shoot them titties up shirt. And then you just do kickflips all day.
Yeah. But think about it, folks. If you take all these tips...
You have horrible self-esteem. You're messed up. If you take all these tips, your bottom's smelling weird, your top's all out of whack, and you're just
really
randomly
fronts.
Eggnog fucking their coworkers. I don't like this at all. It's a horrible idea. That's a Sex and the City sea line story. Now,
well, it's some lady's tips. I didn't say whose it was.
Could you? I want to get the boob job for myself with just one boob.
Could you do it in the... Well, I was going to say, could you do it in the middle, but... You'd have to have some sort of... It would just look like a boil.
Yeah.
Because there's no nipple or anything.
Yeah. Well, let's do that. Let's have
just
a fun
let's
outing.
Let's try that.
Yeah. Let's move the show, since the Hungry Brain's closing, let's go to wherever that guy does it, and we'll do the show
He's in
there.
New York.
We'll do that. You can move. That's
yeah.
a good
no,
reason
fine.
To move. I move for boob jobs. Congress, am I right? Anyways, coming to the stage is a very talented man, and he's got to get out of here soon because he's going to a very, very awesome show. He's been on the show before. He did our... start walking because I talk a lot of bullshit. He did a show, I think, 3 years ago, and we did a week of shows here, and he's fantastic and he actually knows how to talk on a microphone. Ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together for Ernest Wilkins, everybody. Ernest! No, that's yours.
No, Ernest, you said it. I found it.
For the listener at home, Ernest is wearing a shirt that he should be. Ernest, for the listener at home, please tell them what you're wearing.
This is my dad's Bears football sweatshirt.
That's right. Now, what are your thoughts on concussions?
I think they're bad.
Wait, I like that it says Bears football. Like, we got confused. Like, what do the Bears play?
Well, it could be like,
fun time bears that like reside 2 miles east of us.
Oh, those bears. Genre.
Yeah,
that's
like,
right.
Bears.
Yeah, way more fun, way less concussions. Everyone comes together, both literally and figuratively.
You.
What are your thoughts on those bears?
You mean the bearded?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. I'm a fan. I think they're fantastic. Yeah, shirts.
When you wear that shirt, do people go, are you a bear?
Well, no, because of the football.
The football. That's very smart.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. If I just said bears, I mean, all bets are off. I mean, it'd just be, hey, get over here, like that whole thing.
Would you come over there if he said, hey, come over here?
I mean, no, man. You can't just reward catcalling. Did you see that video?
That is a strong and powerful and smart stance.
That's
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And that's actually how you have a good job. You should tell the people in the room your good job.
My good job is I am the music reporter for the Red Eye, that newspaper that everybody says they don't read but actually does read. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's fun. I think I
just
agree. They got Sudoku.
Yeah, we do. And that's about it. Ooh.
So you get to do all of the fun stuff at the Red Eye.
I try to. I mean, it started off, shout out to just people letting you do stuff, you know?
Doing stuff's fun.
Yeah, big fan of doing stuff. If you have the opportunity to do something tonight, do it. Can't stress that enough.
But they are doing something.
Right. So, hey, give yourselves a round of applause. You already did it.
So pandering bullshit. They haven't done anything. You haven't done a thing. I lied. I apologize. That was too far. Anyways, in addition to writing words, which is incredibly boring, that's what I do. You're also on camera quite a bit.
Yeah. So, again, I'm consistently in awe that people keep letting me do shit. So I am the weekend correspondent on the Fox 32, the local Fox affiliate, but not Fox News. Let's make sure we get that on the record, please.
Hey, yeah. Does that ever come up?
Oh, my God, all the time. I told my mom, I was like, Mom, I'm going to be on TV. She's like, okay, like with your clothes on? I was like, yes. But she said,
wait, stop. Would you go on TV without your clothes on?
No. Did you ever see that show Naked in the, like, Dating Naked?
Yeah.
No.
Fair.
Yeah. Because, I mean, it's just like.
You don't have to just date naked.
Yeah, I mean,
there's a naked chef.
Oh, yeah.
There's a naked news thing that's all ladies.
There's Naked and Afraid.
Naked and Afraid.
They make
which is
spend
honestly
yourself
could
naked.
Be my, like, my memoir title.
Naked and Afraid?
Naked and Afraid, the unspoken story.
No, the title of your memoir should be the thing we're going to plug next.
Oh.
But you're on TV a lot, everyone.
Yeah, it's weird because it's like having not. If you guys have never, like, watched morning television, it's a very weird experience to take part in because it's a lot of, like, hi, everybody, what's going on, you know? And so the first time I did it, I was hungover. And so I came in the same clothes that I was wearing the night before, and I was like, you know, I got to be professional, got to do my thing. And I got on there, and they're like, tell us about the weekend. And I burped. But it was like one of those burps that like could lead to something more. It's like a foreshadowing burp. And I'm like, and it was like, oh, yeah, there's a crazy party going on at Rocket Ranch Productions this weekend. But no, it was weird. But if you ever get the opportunity, the people that you're watching on television, immediately after that segment is over, go to the bathroom. Like, sprint to the bathroom.
Why?
I don't know. How
often do you go to the restroom per day? Let's count.
Are we talking like BMs? Are we talking like just number ones?
Your life.
I mean, I'm good for two a day, probably. Like
fine,
two day,
and now, yeah. Now how often for the other visits?
You know.
Wait, is that normal?
It
two
could
a day?
Be.
No?
Not two. No, he's talking about the. Never mind.
Not two trips to the bathroom. Good Lord, that'd be.
Yeah, that's what. No, not overall. That was just one part of the question.
It's like a segment.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, I'm good for like a good six, maybe. Depends on if I had like.
That's how I want to remember the Hungry Brain. How many times you're under. Sorry about that. That was my question.
Colon health.
Let's go. Let's finally. Not finally, but let's talk about the thing that most people in this room would enjoy, and that's the thing that you do. Is it monthly?
Yes, every month.
And the title is the title alone is like worth going to.
So we throw a party called Bump and Grindcore.
Yeah, which is what?
It is a tribute to R&B singers, but not just like, we don't just do like Motown nights. We do like tonight we're giving, it's a celebration of Missy Elliott. You guys know Missy Elliott? Yeah. So we do theme nights like that, and it used to be all R. Kelly theme, but then, you know, that whole thing with R. Kelly.
I would like to make it clear, you started this 16 months ago, not 17 years ago. It's not like a new revelation.
Like, I was like, I would have been like 19. Like, I wouldn't, well, no.
Damn, yeah, exactly. You're my age. You would have been 19.
I'm 29 right now, so wait, 17. Ooh.
No, you'd have been 17. Yeah. It could be a classmate.
Yeah,
is
it
a classmate?
No comment. But no, it's really great.
Did you go to OPRF?
No.
Okay.
I went to HF, which is just as worse. No, I'm just kidding. Shout out to anybody who went to OPRF. Go Falcons.
What are the let's just talk about high school mascots. Mine was a Friar. What was yours?
The Vikings.
Vikings are way better than Friars.
Is that like the monk? Like a
yeah.
monk?
Yeah, Fenwick Friars.
Wait, what are they supposed to do?
Pray.
Pray on it.
And make beer.
Pray and have neat hairdos.
Yeah. Is that the one with like the
yeah.
Like, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
and gonna... like R. Kelly, they fuck kids. Now your yeah. night is called Bump and Grindcore.
Yes, Bump and Grindcore is always a beauty bar in Chicago. We do a couple of pop-ups. We've actually, it's really funny. We did a couple in New York, too. But it's always themed.
Bragger.
Yeah, yeah, you know.
Sorry.
But the whole point is, we always say no cool kids allowed because we want people to come and dance and sweat and like really like make out. If you want to make out with somebody, but hopefully it's consensual, it better be damn consensual. Remember, we're not doing the R. Kelly party anymore. So, yeah, we want you to just come and have fun.
I like how you did a monthly R. Kelly thing, and now you're the good guy because you no longer do the R. Kelly thing.
And isn't that great, though? It's like the internet.
No,
like, I read this article, and now I feel differently about this person. Bring him metal. You know?
People should definitely follow you on your social media presence.
Yeah.
Because you're a millennial. No.
Yeah.
You're leaving the Red Eye.
Yes.
And we can't talk about that.
Yeah.
But you have one more week, so people should
yes.
definitely
so,
check out
so this time
week.
A week from now will be my last day at the Red Eye, and I can't talk about what I'm doing next. I'm going to be doing some freelance stuff on the side.
But you floated this on, like, Wednesday, I think.
Yeah, because you got to, like, tell people. It's like, when did that become a thing? We have to, like, put on social media, hey, guys, believe in my job.
Well...
You don't have to.
For him and I, we have media jobs. This is not bragging at all.
Right.
If you don't put it out, it looks like you got fired.
Exactly. And so it's a preemptive strike saying, hey, yeah. I wasn't fired.
Yeah.
I chose to leave.
Yeah.
See?
That's right. The boom of your voice knocked your phone over.
That's right.
No, but yeah, you're an absolutely fantastic character. I'm sorry this segment's incredibly short.
No, I liked it.
Follow him. I like following you on Instagram because it's fun to see these anchors.
Oh, yeah.
Really, a lot of makeup.
Yeah.
Early in the morning.
Yeah.
That's too much.
Also, for the last 2 years, every single Monday, I take a photo of somebody sleeping on public transportation.
Yeah.
And
that's
I'm talking
fun.
Every single Monday for the last 2 years. So
Come
if you just
on,
want to see
they're
that.
They're tired.
That's the yeah. point.
It's the point.
It's fun. It's a
Monday.
Fun laugh, but
yeah.
no one gets
I'm
hurt.
I'm not on there, am I? Because I sleep
I mean,
a lot
I, you
No,
be.
You're not.
I
it's yes. usually not people our age.
Yeah.
All right,
it's usually
good.
Older folks.
Because mm-hmm.
Old people sleeping is fun.
Old people be sleeping! Is that right?
That's my hot take. Maybe that'll be my last column. You never see some old people in the column. They be sleepy, be like, hey, old man, wake up.
Is that your writing voice?
That's my Def Con video voice.
I think no, I can't touch that. Okay.
No, please.
Okay, you need to get out of here. And I just want to say, it's even cooler. I don't know if you knew this. Eric, who runs Glitter Goods, used to write with my wife and I in this thing we did. Like,
really?
Yeah. Like
Eric is the guy I throw the party with. So it's like
Glitter Guts is that thing. It's the photo booth thing in Chicago.
Yeah, it's really great. They do all kinds of really great like photography. If you've been to like a cool event in the last couple of years, they probably shot it.
It's been your Facebook profile photo at least for 6 months.
At least
if
once.
You've been to one of these parties.
Right. You probably have like the sorority arm.
Do you know where you're at?
No, people do the sorority arm.
I
stop being
was,
cool, man.
I thought it was chicken wing.
Look, it's a chicken wing, but like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
audio
for the
podcast.
People, for the people in the audio podcast, I'm pointing my arm at an angle. Is this an acute or an obtuse? Anybody? Math? No? No?
No.
No?
All
right. Liberal arts majors, I see.
Yeah. What was your major?
PR.
That's actually helpful in your
yeah,
job. You're using it.
Not in journalism. I walked in, I was like, commas?
Let's talk about something sad and then make you leave the stage.
Okay.
You went to Florida State.
I went to Florida State.
And you covered that last week.
Yeah, it was really shitty. Florida State's been in the news recently for some, you know, not good things. And
what's,
so it was crazy.
What's worse, the worst neighborhood in Chicago or all of Florida?
All of Florida because
Thank
I've
you.
Been to the worst neighborhood in Chicago.
All right. Woo! That's great. Ladies and gentlemen. Read his stuff and follow him at
Ernest Wilkins, No A, all social media. Please do it. I'd love to see you. Hi.
He's absolutely fantastic on the things, and I like him a lot. Ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together for Ernest Wilkins.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you so much. Thanks, man. Enjoy the night.
Of course, I will. Thank you.
Al, we're going to get Al up here. Yeah, tune your thing really quick. Merle and I are going to talk about Al while Al sets up.
Quick chat.
We're going to do quick chats all night. We usually have a house band and then a band to close the show. Because this is our last show here, we're trying to squeeze in as many segments as possible. So we're going to have four different performers do one song each. And every one of these guys has meant a lot to me. The first guy's name is Al Scorch. What? You ready?
Already done?
You already tuned up?
Yeah,
You got anything to say about Al?
Wow. The clearest memory I have of him is an Everything is Terrible thing. It was a Christmas special where they had a tree made of Jerry Maguire VHS tapes that I was very frightened that this man was just going to knock over and fall into.
He played the role of Santa.
Yeah, so he looked like a drunken Santa Claus. So imagine from Dan Aykroyd.
And Trading Places?
Yes. So imagine that, like, dirty-ass Santa. That was him. But me, like, 20
You've
pounds
You've lost
heavier.
Weight since then. Good job.
Yeah, yeah. Like, 20,
he's
30
gonna
pounds
do,
heavier.
He's going to perform one song now. Merle, could you switch to the seat and put that mic on that thing? And he's going to be performing at the Hungry Brain on December 8th. It'll be his last show here. We're going to do this. We're going to give the microphone for that for you. Could you stand up? Sorry. And then apparently Brian is going to set up the banjo microphone. Brian Nielsen is going to buy everyone in the bar multiple drinks. Just don't let him forget. He's like, Brandon, don't let people forget. I care about everyone in this bar so much. I remember that time we made out so vividly. He told me all of it. He makes out with a lot of people and promises drinks. I get it. Things change. Could you hurry up, Brian? You knew this was coming.
You want to tell them about my residency at Empty Bottle?
You have a residency at the Empty Bottle? When is that?
January through March, second Sunday in the afternoon.
Oh, that's so nice.
It's called Al Scorch's Winter Slumber. It's in the afternoon, the second Sunday of every month, January through March at the Empty Bottle. It's free. You can come and hang out, and we play a bunch of sets of music with a bunch of badass string players and horn players and all sorts of musicians, and we hang out and play my songs and other songs. And
I think the best show I ever saw you play, besides here, was on a back porch in D.C.
Yeah, that was great.
Yeah, you probably lost money on that show.
No.
Oh, good.
There's no overhead at a house show.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying?
What are you playing? What's the name of the song?
This song is called Lost at Sea. It's going to be on our new record that comes out next year.
Lovely. You ready to play it?
I think so.
You think he's ready?
Cool. Thanks for listening, everybody. When you were lost out on the waters, raging at the height of the storm, I couldn't help but recall a time when we were both just baby boys. And the stripes on the road, struck by a streak of light from the east, shimmered and changed in dawn's glimmering haze from yellow to pink. My heart left my chest and the tears came down. The same sun shone through the window. I thought of a world without you around. And I will not lie, my dear friend, it was the lonesomest sound. And then I picked up the phone and they told me that you had survived. And I fell down on the floor and continued to cry.
Al Scorch, everybody.
Thanks, Brandon. Thanks, bro.
I'll see you soon, Al. You're going to go to that chair now. If I never worked at the Hungry Brain, I don't know Al, and that's sad to think about. So thank you, Hungry Brain. Thank you, Al. Okay, moving on. This next guy is absolutely fantastic. Dimitri, start walking, because like I said to Ernest, I talk a lot of bullshit. I initially had him on the show to plug his first book, and I knew him as occasionally you'd see his name as an animator, or sorry, a painter and a drawer and stuff like that. And then I read the book, and it's fantastic. And then I bought the new book. I pre-ordered that new book, and it's called Where to, a Hack Memoir, and it's out now. And I took as long as possible to read it because I didn't want it to end. Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for Dmitry Samaroff, everybody. Thank you. Dmitry, you went to art school in Chicago. Is that correct?
Correct.
And then you decided, well, not decided, you needed a job and you decided to drive a cab.
Yep. Moved back to Boston and became a cab driver.
Okay. And yep. you were there for about a year, 9 months, something like that? Or is it 2 years?
In Boston?
Yeah.
3 years.
3 years, I apologize. The majority of your books are about Chicago.
Yes.
And you did it in Chicago for how long?
9 years.
9 years. And that, and then stopped a few years ago. Since yep. then, you've published 2 books about it and you're continuing to draw. Do you miss driving a cab at all?
No.
The reason why I ask is because are you going to run out of material?
No.
Okay, now, are you done with the cab saga of your life?
Absolutely, unless it gets made into a TV show.
I thought the TV show was in the development stages.
Well, somebody's got to throw some money at it, then maybe it will be.
Why are you such a capitalist? Why did you get... I thought you got into cab driving for the love of cabbing. Sorry.
The love of cabbing?
The love of cabbing!
Shit, I knew I got it all wrong.
You never stopped painting. You never stopped drawing. And recently you've been drawing every... It seems to be every day at the Chicago Cultural Center.
Yeah, I've been hanging out at the Cultural Center lately.
Is that a job? Is that by choice? Why are you doing that?
It's an idea for a new book.
Yeah?
The beginning of a new book.
What about the Cultural Center drew you in?
Well, there's this big room on the first floor where all these people hang out.
Yeah.
There's people that seem to live there because I see the same people all the time. Then there's the office workers that have lunch there.
Yeah.
And there's people that pass through. And I just sit there and draw them and eavesdrop on their conversations.
Do people ask you for the drawing once it's done? Do they even know you're doing it?
No. I was there today for like 4 hours, and this little girl came up and whispered, "That's an awesome painting." And that, you know, that felt good.
But if you gave her that painting, you'd probably be like considered a pedophile at the Chicago Cultural Center. Because now you're just giving paintings to little girls. We're different people. We think differently.
Yes. Yeah. That says a lot more about you than
I don't talk to children. I do not talk to children.
Yeah.
Especially if I'm drawing them out of corners.
I don't talk to children, but when I do, I don't... The next thing in my head doesn't, you know, chargers aren't...
We're different people.
Leveled. I know.
Are you enjoying not... What is your day job at this point? I should have asked you this before the show.
No day job.
No day job. That's fantastic.
Well, every
I hope.
Day... Yeah, every day I open the computer and try to shake quarters and nickels and dimes out of it, basically.
I've
doing freelance shit of various kinds of writing and art. Well, like, you know, I make people like you pay me money to do posters and shit.
You did? Did you even do the show last year? Or I just wanted you to draw me last year. One of the two.
Yeah, I did a poster for you.
Yeah, it's great. I really like it.
Painting of you being, you know, the amazing talk show
fuck
host
off.
That you are.
Fuck off, Dmitry. No, you're fantastic. Yeah.
That's the last fucking compliment you'll ever get.
I know, yeah. Thank you. I appreciate that. I don't want you to ever compliment
me. So, yeah, shit like that, and then pet portraits. That's been a good sideline.
How many have you drawn this holiday season thus far?
Thus far, just a few, but I'm gearing up. I'm going to do Renegade Craft Fair next weekend, and expecting to do many of them.
When people meet you after they've read your book or heard you've been talking about in like GN or something like that, do they assume that you're rich? Or do they assume that you're like, oh, he's fine. He's got 2 books. He's doing well. People like his books.
I don't know what people assume, but I wish they'd call me more often and
fair
pay
enough.
Me money to do shit.
What's your ideal gig? Is it what you're doing now but just a little bit more security?
Ideal gig?
Yeah.
No gig. Just painting and drawing.
But you're okay, that's fair. That's fair, absolutely. Do you think you're going to have to die for all your stuff to be worth a lot of money? Because it's going to be one day.
It is?
That's a weird compliment. You should die now. Sorry.
All right. So you're getting in on the ground floor.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
that's why you're buying in, huh?
Yeah, pretty much. You're fantastic.
Motherfucker.
Yeah. Do you have any art shows coming up? Do you do art shows?
Yeah.
Where's your next art show?
I've got one in April at a place in Humboldt Park called Rational Park, which is a...
Everyone in the bar just went, okay.
Rational Park.
That
it's on North
is a
Avenue,
name of a
just
place.
West of Western... It's sort of an artist space. One of the people that runs it is Johnny Sampson, who's an amazing artist. And
do you like doing art shows? Is that weird?
Do I like doing art shows?
Yeah, like is it weird to see your work on a wall and you're just like there and like most of the people there don't know who you are?
Asked before about my ideal world,
yes.
Ideal job. I would never show up at an opening.
Yeah,
ever.
But you kind of
it's really
have
uncomfortable.
To?
Yeah, you do.
Ooh, boy.
Yeah, I'd rather just do the work and not interact with anybody.
Yeah. And you just recently did something at the University of Chicago as well. Was that also just by choice? Did you do like a painting? I've been following you on Instagram and the progress of this one painting at, I think, the University of Chicago Library.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's a commission. It's an oil painting of one of the libraries at the It's one of the dorms. Like, University of Chicago has libraries inside their dorms, you know? It's
fucking
it's like,
nerds.
It's like, yeah, it's like Hogwarts over there. One of the dorms...
You gotta stop painting them nerds! Sorry. That sentence has never been said.
No. The nerds actually have some money.
I'm sorry, okay?
So I'm gonna keep painting the fucking nerds.
Could you change your Twitter bio to I'm gonna keep painting the fucking nerds?
.com, yeah.
Oh, that's a good one. Do you want the TV show to happen?
That would be a steady income for me. Yeah.
Yeah. But if you're the kind of guy that doesn't want to go to his own art show openings, isn't that, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but the TV show is completely fictionalized. I wouldn't be on it.
Oh, you're just casting checks.
Would it be you, though?
No.
Like you, quote?
Quote, unquote, me.
You?
Yeah.
Who would play you?
Have no idea.
Well, ideal world, who plays you?
Oh, fuck.
Bill Cosby. He's America's sweetheart dad.
You just slap a beard on him.
Hey, get in my cab.
So
I'm Bill Cosby. Let's see what happens.
Right. Yeah. He's going to need a job by the time the show
gets
produced for sure. No idea.
You have a handful of these books. I think literally a handful. I already bought one online. I bought one tonight. Do you have the first book at all or no? Just this
one? Not with me, but I have three of these here for sale if somebody needs a...
They're so great.
Christmas gift or whatever.
It's so good. I really enjoy it. I didn't realize this at the time, but for your last day, you sold your old book. You would drop it off to people.
I did.
Yeah, I did. I wish I knew about that at the time. I totally would have made you do that.
You really fucking missed the boat.
I know. You got to die now for this word to be something. No, I'm just weird. Just pull a Cosby. Why? People will like
I know.
You so much more.
He keeps talking about death. What the fuck?
It's the last show at the brand. I'm thinking about Cos a lot. It's just
so we're all going to die here.
I thought I would, actually.
This is the surprise for the end.
It's throwing the curve off. I didn't want to die this young, but the bar's closing, and I kind of made a commitment to myself. You know, I die on stage. I happen to be at the Hungry Brain a lot, so I thought it would be at the stage.
I'll always savor this moment.
I really like you. I say that a lot because I say things that make me probably think I don't like you.
No, I think you like me. I think you like talking shit, but...
I do like talking shit. I think I weirded you out, because I saw you in July at, I think it was like Westfest or something, the Mannequin Men was
playing. But you were all scruffy. I didn't recognize you. You didn't look like a talk show host.
Yeah.
He had this beard. I don't know what the fuck he was trying to do. I didn't know who he was.
What it looked like when I met him.
Yeah? Oh, okay.
You're not on mic, Brian! It's my friend Brian. I treat him poorly. Anyways.
No, I'm used to you looking kind of like this weird kind of howdy-doody sort of.
Thanks, buddy.
Like, you know, in a suit kind of thing. Yeah.
Howdy-doody in a suit. That's how I've always described it. That's my Twitter bio, actually.
No, but I felt really bad about that, not recognizing you, because you were coming up to me expecting, to like, hello, and like, who the fuck are you?
Well, no, you were juggling like a coffee or a bag, and like you were trying to draw Mannequin Man, and I was like, do you want me to hold the thing to draw? And you're like, who's this guy? I'm like, and I was like, I'm not going to steal the painting. I know who you are. Real weird times, huh?
Yeah, you smoothed it over eventually.
Pretty cool things. People should buy this book. I honestly love this book. And
what?
This is how segments end.
Okay.
And you should definitely...
I believe you.
If you're not sure what to buy somebody for the holidays, get a cat commissioned. My wife said no, by the way. I pitched that to her, and that's why you ended up drawing the poster of me.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because I wanted you to draw a thing of our cats, and she's like, that's fucking weird. So
no, but I did that painting of your wedding with the dinosaur, too.
Yeah, but that was like a personal thing that I don't like to bring up. No, sorry.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he did a painting to do to my first year anniversary, actually. And
yeah, with the two of them with a dinosaur in back of them. Yeah.
And my wife. Special.
Like stalking behind?
No, it was at the zoo. It was at the zoo.
Okay.
And
a dinosaur at a
zoo? They go to zoos where they have dinosaurs.
Where there's to Jurassic Park?
We went to Jurassic Park. Okay. We were working on the new film, and we happened to get married there. And she told me after I commissioned the painting, she's like, you have to stop with the wedding. Like, our entire apartment is a shrine to one day in our lives. And I said that was the only day I was happy. So that was
it. So you were the bridezilla?
I'm the bridezilla of the couple. I just... And the putter boss came over last month. They're like, yeah, there's things on every single wall from your wedding. That's not healthy. And one of them I commissioned. Like, that's fucked up.
And And Iggy Pop did officiate, right?
No, he did not officiate. He decided to do more cocaine instead. So I understand it. He wanted to stay true to self, you know?
Yeah, if you guys don't know, Brandon was stalking Iggy Pop to make him appear at his wedding, and I guess it didn't work out.
Yep. About a year and a half campaign. I went on national radio to talk about this. I'm not joking. I wrote a column about it, and I gave it to a guy that was going to hang out with Iggy after Riot Fest. Uh-huh. And I'm glad he didn't. That didn't happen, because when Iggy drove by in a golf cart, I screamed like a teen girl, seeing like Backstreet Boys circa '99 or NSYNC circa 2000.
He was getting ready to agree, and then you did that.
I was just like,
It's
just a guy that's now, even though he's not fat in any way, has sagging tits. Like, it was for the best that he didn't perform at our wedding.
Oh, okay. It's all right now. All right.
Thanks for bringing that up.
Trying to go through the whole history of our relationship.
Buy the book tonight. Yeah, that people need to know that. Buy the book tonight if you can. Once they're sold out, people should buy them where? Where do you make the most money?
Where do I make the most
money? Is it Amazon, or is it from your site directly, or is it from Curbside?
Don't fucking buy anything from Amazon ever.
Okay.
From the Curbside Splendor site, or you can email me. I'll send you a signed copy for more money. But I'll be at Renegade Craft Fair December 6th and 7th. You can buy it from me there. And the old book, too.
He's a wonderful man.
Portrait.
And he does great things. And if you have an animal, you inevitably want that animal painted. And he should be the man that does it. Ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together for Dmitry Samaroff, everybody. Dmitry!
Thanks, man.
Thank you so much, man. I'll take it.
Let's have Jessica Deadbeat. We're gonna have Deadbeat come up here. Deadbeat has to run. She's got a show at Gallery Cabaret. She's playing a full set after she plays one beautiful song here. She is fantastic. I think the first time she played the show was on our week-long run of shows. And since then, I think she's performed the show maybe three or four times. We did an Important Records together, and she's great.
Ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together for Deadbeat.
Thank you. This song is called Operation Table. I walk downstairs in through the attic, where I stare at Operation Table. I know what that means.
My Imaginary Record Label is the website. She's great. I've always called her Deadbeat, even though I know her actual name, and it's weird to call a solo artist by their made-up
by their name, by their band name, and I'm going to do that again in like 10 minutes. But before we do that, this is definitely like the biggest celebrity on the bill tonight. This guy is in a band, and it's a band that it's a very, very famous band. They're the kind of band that will never play the Hungry Brain because they're busy playing amphitheaters and giant arenas, and it's really cool to have one of the members here tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together for number three from Slipknot, everybody. Number three from Slipknot. Here you go, buddy.
Are you guys ready for some serious fucking destruction? Make some fucking noise in here! Make some fucking noise! When I say people, you say shit! People!
Shit!
People!
Shit!
Alright, I'm gonna try some stand-up comedy. This is my first time, so I brought notes. Are you ready, DJ?
I think. I'll do my best.
Okay, here we go.
Hold on. What? Hold on, I apologize. Sorry, see, this is... I'd like to apologize to number three, because number three is a professional, and we're just a talk show. We've been going for 5 years, and Slipknot's been on 15 years here, and I'd like to apologize right now. I think we're queued up, but just in case we're not, I'd like to apologize in advance. Take it away, number three.
You're in murder. Back to comedy, okay. I'm number three... Which is cool. I like not being number one or number two. They call me number three because I always shit and piss at the same time. But is there a mosquito in here? What's that sound?
Would you like it louder?
Oh my god, I need the loud pain.
I don't understand why you just don't use an iPhone. I think there's a lot easier to control.
I'm outside the system. This is off the grid. Here we go. Okay, DJ, hold on. I got some jokes to tell these people. I'm a percussionist in Slipknot, which means I play non-traditional drums. I beat on pegs and jugs. The other guys are sponsored by string companies. I'm sponsored by restaurants going out of business. DJ, make it louder. Here we fucking go, man. That's money. That's money stuff. DJ, cut it! Okay. I can scare you, motherfuckers. People ask me if I ever fuck groupies with my mask on. Of course I do. If my cock ever goes soft, I can always fuck it with my nose. That's a sick joke right there. If you're ever fucking a groupie with your clown nose, wear a condom. Every time I do a show in Topeka, my mask gets a rash. The old Topeka itch. DJ, kick it! Oh my god, this DJ is worse! DJ, get a clue, you'll like it, am I right? Hip-hop reference, okay. There we go! What is this, AM radio? Jesus, fuck! I'm gonna have college stations with their shit together more than this place. Fans of the band Slipknot call themselves maggots. Which makes sense because most of these idiots also eat from the garbage and reproduce at an alarming rate! That's a good joke, okay! You know what the hardest part about being in a band with seven other people is? Trying to figure out which orange jumpsuit is yours on laundry day! Who? The other tough part about touring in a band with seven members is trying to figure out who took a shit on the floor of the tour bus. Guess what? It's always me. That's right, DJ, cut it! Oh, DJ Jokes Notes is way better than you. We like to trash hotel rooms on the road. It's true. Sometimes we get too rowdy. One time I fucked a TV set off a roof in Boise, Idaho. I came back 1 year later, had two twin mini TVs, saying I was their daddy. Let's do some topical stuff. This is my big closer. You guys ever heard about Monica Lewinsky, Braun? It's like, why don't they make the whole dress out of the cum stain?
Boom! This is the weakest pit I've ever seen. This is the weakest. The people that pit at stand-up shows. Oh, boy.
Number three, everybody.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks, number three.
Oh, no problem. It was my first time, so...
I think you did fantastic.
Me too.
Good. Now, number three, what made you want to not even get out of the mask? I mean, you're still wearing the mask. But...
I'm not comfortable on stage without a mask yet.
But you've been in this band for near on 20 years.
Yep.
Okay.
That is true. Guilty as charged.
What made that mask the mask for you?
I don't know. I like clowns and I like dicks and I like to put them together. You know, best of both worlds. I was right when I made it up. What can you do?
Yeah.
You know, some people, they give themselves bad names when they're 19. Like, oh, I'm going to be Filth. And then your band's successful and you're 48 and your government name is Filth. So, this is my Filth.
What attracted you to stand-up comedy? It's quite a bit different than new metal.
You know, that's true. I mean, Corey, the singer of my band, I don't know if you know Corey.
Corey, yes.
He's got his side project, Stone Sour.
I do know that.
It's a rock radio band. You've been on the radio. You know about that. That's booze you could use right there. And, you know, when we were on tour, we had a lot of time off, and I'm just a fan of the art form, and I thought I should give it a try, and I thought, I just moved to Chicago, I'm hitting the mics.
Really?
Yeah, I'm a big fan of Pete Holmes, and Pete Holmes started here, so.
Really? You're a big fan of Pete Holmes?
Oh, he's like McDonald's, I'm loving it, you know? What a great guy.
What's the future for Slipknot Hole? I mean, you got Stone Sour on one hand, you're taking over the stand-up open mic scene. And
that's true.
But what's going on with Slipknot?
Slipknot just put out a new record. We just kicked out our drummer. No big deal. That was kind of Corey's thing. I don't know if you guys know, Slipknot is kind of Corey's thing.
Yeah.
I'm number three for a reason, not number one. That's a joke we have in the band.
You guys seem like a lot of fun.
We are a lot of fun, you know. We get together, we have punch fights. That's just a recording. I don't know if you guys are musicians, but if you get in the studio and you have a punch fight, you get a better take out of the recording.
Cool. You're the only band in existence that frightens me, and here's why. I understand that music isn't scary, and you guys have riders and stuff like that, but you are from Iowa, and you do willingly wear masks, and you are in your 40s.
That's true.
And this is all by choice.
We also have a turntablist in the band. Sometimes the scariest part.
Is that the scariest part, or is it the guy that is... I'm sorry, I
fear is subjective.
Don't you... Are you the gentleman that plays the oil drums?
I have a keg.
Okay.
I have a water jug, a 5 gallon like at your office. I don't know if you guys work in the office.
So that's probably what attracted you to office humor and stand up. And
I mean, it's fun stuff. You know, have you seen this Rob Schneider guy with his naked copies? Oh my god, that. Well, I'll tell you what. If I'm going between, if I'm in my bunk on the tour bus, I throw on Best of Rob Schneider DVD and I just giggle myself to sleep. Oh boy, that is a fun guy.
Now it's hard to see in those masks. How long did it take you to realize when stuff was being thrown at you? You don't have a lot of peripheral vision right now.
Oh yeah, well you feel it before you see it. It's the problem. Right now.
Now why don't you still want to take off the mask for stand up?
Not yet. I'm having trouble. I haven't gotten good at bombing yet. You know.
You know, at least half a mask.
Like a Phantom of the Opera.
Yeah. Do half a mask.
I don't know. I still feel a little vulnerable. I'm really happy with doing cum jokes with my mask on.
I think that's a perfect way to end this segment. And if you're interested in seeing number three, you can see him every Wednesday night at Cole's Open Mic. It's the most fantastic mic in the city. And you can also see him on tour right now. He's playing arenas throughout the country. You got anything to plug besides that?
Just to pay destruction and laughter.
Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for number three from Slipknot, everybody. Absolutely fantastic. Let's have Rock Falls come up here.
How stinky must it be in that mask?
Oh, I didn't want him to take it off. He's got to have blanket acne, like on 90% of his face. He must look like a burn victim. He has to.
Maybe he should leave the mask on then.
Yeah, maybe. Rock Falls has probably been the closest thing we've had to like official band of the show. She's played the role of band. She's played the role of house band.
Yes.
We like her a lot.
Yes.
Trying to think if there's anything like serious I should tell people.
She's amazing.
Yeah, we all know that.
Yeah.
You were one of the first people to find out that I got married.
Yeah.
Because my husband and I eloped, and we didn't tell anyone. And like maybe 3 nights after we'd gotten married, I played here for, I think it was maybe the house band.
Yeah.
And I was like, hey, Brandon, can I tell you a secret? I'm married.
Yeah, a lot of people don't get married and then have it be a secret. Unlike me, she doesn't have four walls devoted to one day in her life. She's a lot healthier than me. And your husband's actually a musician as well. He's a jazz musician.
Yes,
he is. He's very talented.
He played here recently.
Well, yeah, he's a jazz musician. He, like, right. legally has to play here in order to live in the city of Chicago. You have to play the Hungry Brain, like, once every 3 months on a Sunday evening. So we're going to do a show tomorrow at Saki Records. But more importantly, you're going to play a song right now. And it's an original song?
It is.
And it's probably going to make us really sad.
It's very sad, I feel like most of my songs are pretty sad. They're either really sad and about, like, heartbreak, or they're about murder nightmares that I have.
So she was heavily influenced by the television show Twin Peaks. Ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together for the extremely talented Rock Falls. Rock Falls, everybody. I'm glad that that was a short song, because it was a sad song and we would have teared up.
Yeah, but her songs are always, they're so damn sad, but
yeah,
they're really good.
They are really good. God damn it.
You want to cry.
She hasn't made me cry in the bar yet.
No, yeah. Well, you're not mopping, and everyone's still here.
That's
so.
Right. So we'll give it another hour or two. Coming to stage are two of the funniest people in Chicago, and that's a legal fact because I've said it in print and multiple publications. So that makes it legal. You know it's you two. Who else could it be? Why is only one of you standing? Thank you. Jesus Christ. Come on. Come the fuck on.
I'm going to take the compliment.
You take the compliment. You run with it. These ladies are just fantastic. Now, they are one of the first people we've ever booked here at the... Well, I ever booked here at the Brain more than 5 years ago. I knew them before we started doing the talk show. They had the funniest show in Chicago on Sunday nights. Do you still have Entertaining Julie right now, or is it on hiatus?
It's in our heart.
It's in their heart slash in their apartment in Humboldt Park. So it's fantastic. They recently performed at the Kennedy Center because that's how life is supposed to work out, and they are fantastic. Ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together for the Putterball Sisters.
Give them ours.
Well, thank you. And thank you, Brandon.
Thank you.
You guys, give it up for Brandon. Give it up for yourselves. Give it up for Esmeralda. This is great. Here we are. I've known this guy for a long time.
This guy booked us to perform at the Kennedy Center.
Give it up
for that guy.
Yeah, that's pretty amazing.
He's been producing amazing things. I know there's been a lot of shows that have happened since you, but you are the first one that I've ever done here at the Brain, so you're the most important. So
yep.
Give it up for that. Anyway, what else do we have to thank? I have to thank 4AM Bars for all those soulmates that I've met out there.
Thank you. I would like to thank The Bean for being that shiny thing you can take your parents to whenever they come in town.
So yeah, I would like to thank the girls of Linkin Park for just wearing their boyfriends as coats and wearing heels in the wintertime.
I'm sorry. She'd like to thank the frosty sluts out there. All those frosty girls that are just carrying their heels in piles of snow. Let's thank them. I'd like to thank those big faces in Millennium Park.
Yeah. For being those big faces in Millennium Park.
Yes. Thank you.
Geez Louise. Yeah. What else?
What else are we going to thank?
Yeah.
I'd like to thank Jim Beam for being the only man I really trust inside me.
Cool. And I would like to thank you because it's like, oh my gosh, is this what a Skokie Players production of My Cousin Vinny looks like?
Yes.
Finally. I'm going to make it a Skokie, Mom, and I'm going to be in My Cousin Vinny, the community theater production. Mom, I'm 42, but I'm not giving up on this goddamn dream. Mom, Brandon Weatherby's going to book me at the Kennedy Center, I swear.
He'll do it. Oh, it's true. I do like the sweater. Also, you look like the mom of April from the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Yes. That's a good one, sister.
I thought of it when you put it on, and I didn't say it to you.
Right. Save it for the stage.
Right.
It's fine. You know, a lot of girls have better style than me. A lot of girls have better bodies than me, but I have a killer antique collection.
Sure.
You know?
Yeah. It's like I could do a sit-up, or I could just get you really drunk. You know? What's more fun for me?
What is easier? And speaking of, isn't dating the craziest?
Oh, my God. Speaking of dating.
God.
Before we speak about dating and how crazy it is,
okay.
That's a revolutionary topic that I don't think even female comics can get into.
No. And just so you know, I mean, we are females and we are comics, and
sure.
That's great. But for me, it's just so nice to be out of the kitchen.
Oh, I know. I will say, so nice. As a woman, if there is anything that I'm saying that's funny, it's mainly because I'm wearing a Bluetooth and a man is telling me what to say.
Yeah.
And that is the truth.
Yeah. And for me, you know, people always...
For you have a Bluetooth and someone's just catcalling you. Yeah, it's hard.
I know. So we were going to talk about how impressive we are because we just spent the weekend in South Bend, Indiana.
Yeah, that's what we were going to talk about. You guys.
You know what they say? If you can make it anywhere, if you can make it there, you can make it anywhere. And the revised version of the song was South Bend, Indiana.
Right.
That was the first version of the song.
We went to Indiana, and you can smoke inside there. And
yeah.
That's fantastic, but what will happen is that you will chain smoke a whole pack of cigarettes and be like, yeah, some more Jim Beam shots for my new buddies. They work at the tire shop. We can smoke inside here.
Somehow when you are able to smoke inside still, you turn into an 87-year-old named Melinda again, you know? Like, yeah. I don't know. Come on, let's talk about the days. Aren't they crazy? Isn't this ridiculous?
Oh, you sell tires. Okay.
People
get Indiana hot. Which happens. The more you drink, you're like, they're like not hot for Chicago, but like Indiana hot.
Yeah.
Come on here.
Like, you look like you know how to change an oil and you own a lot of Nickelback CDs.
Ooh.
All right, boy.
Is that a neck tattoo? Is it of Taz? Okay.
And
because if you have a neck tattoo and it's not of Taz, Is it a neck tattoo?
Think about that.
Something to ask the people in Logan Square. You know what I mean?
So we got booked at this club, and then we got booked at a hotel that was...
I don't think we got booked at a hotel. They paid for us to go to a hotel.
And it was... I was like, is this a haunted house, or are we at a South Bend hotel? In all intents and purposes, it was spooky.
It was rapey. It was murdery. I was in the middle of the woods, and there was a handprint on our window when we got there.
Yeah. We got to go there, and we got...
Was it a ghost? Maybe a ghost did it, or maybe a murderer did it, but either way,
maybe a Kid Rock fan, we don't know. But regardless, we got to go there and play the game called What Are These Stains From?
Right. We got there and there was just a light dusting of pubes,
just where they needed to be on the bath mat.
Just a light dusting of pubes, and they weren't my pubes at all, but they were just a light dusting of pubes.
Yeah, it was like somebody just, you know, littered the bathroom with like confetti pubes. Like, hi, we're the Putterball Sisters. We need we need 13 to 17 pubes on this bath mat if we can come to the hotel.
Yeah, before I get there, I would like. Is there anybody at the front desk that could come on a couple things? I want you to just come on a couple things and then sprinkle a few pubes around if you could. And then if you could just put some cigarettes out in the fries that are under the bed.
But the most
important... There were legitimate cigarettes put out in fries that were under the bed.
And this is what showbiz is like, guys.
And that's what it's like to be famous.
And this is what showbiz is like.
And that's what it's like to be
famous.
But
the most important thing that we heard was we heard what could only be described as a ghost and a trucker fucking.
Okay. Now...
Dimitri, could you draw that? I'll pay for that.
I swear to you. Okay, so I had the like worst hangover I've had since I was like 21 because I was taking Jim Beam shots with my new friends.
She was celebrating that she could smoke Marlboro Lights inside.
Yeah.
Which is a really important thing to celebrate.
It was a really great celebration. So I was smoking menthols inside, and I got really drunk. And then it was the worst hangover I've had since I was 21. And all day.
I mean, I don't think that's true. But.
Well, it was bad. It was very bad. But all day, all that I could hear... And this man had to have been on meth because he was fucking for like 4.5 hours.
Yeah.
All I heard for 4 hours was just, oh, 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 God, oh, God, hey, 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 oh, God, and then just nothing, and then all of a sudden, goddamn, goddamn. That's not a funny spoof or an exaggeration.
No.
That's legitimately what it sounded like. And we were like, that is a ghost fucking a trucker. Have ever heard a ghost fuck a trucker. And then we were like, well, they can't have come to the Kenrose in a relationship.
No.
They had to have been cheating on somebody.
Right.
They had to have been doing some meth because it was mid-afternoon.
Right.
It was spooky.
It was methy.
It was spooky, and their cars were there, and then I looked out again, and their cars were gone. So,
anywho.
She was a ghost. And
it's fine, because like the thing about show business is like I can tell that you guys are looking at me, and I'm looking back at you guys, and you guys are looking at me being like, that girl looks like she's worked at Navy Pier. And I have. You know? It's like I thought about having dreams, and then I realized I don't need them, because I've already worked at Navy Pier. You know, it's like, how do you guys get to Carnegie Hall?
Navy Pier.
Practice. How do you get to Navy Pier? Take your theater degree in the 66 bus the whole way there.
And if you have never smoked a whole joint, gone to Navy Pier, seen your sister in an oversized felt vest riding a giant horse, then you've never lived.
And she's not talking about some funny stripper game. I was a holiday cop.
Okay.
What's a?
Why was I calling you a stripper?
Riding a horse. I don't know.
What strip clubs have you gone to that you've seen a stripper in a felt vest?
There's probably exists in South Bend on Christmas.
You don't know what strip clubs are, but keep going.
That's true.
Okay.
I was a holiday cop, guys. The point is, it's a cop that hands out tickets to kids that don't have enough holiday cheer, and. And the point is that I had to take. I've been a caregiver. I've seen two women die in a hospital, and I have never had to take a drug test. I had to take a drug test to be a holiday cop.
Okay.
And I didn't pass, and they hired me anyway. Thank you, Navy Pier.
Yep. Well, that is what you can expect from Navy Pier. You know what I mean?
So let's get to dating, though.
Let us get into dating.
Ugh. Dating, dating, dating. Boys, boys, boys.
Online, you know? Offline. Is it online? Is it offline? Am I swiping? Am I swiping left?
I don't see. This is, we're getting into the season where you're like,
He gave us the
light?
The hand?
Yep.
The,
oh, okay. Good. I can't see behind. Good. Okay. I'm just going to say this. We're getting into the season where we're like, I really think somebody that works at the Cracker Barrel or the Container Store just needs to hold me. I don't care who they are, but it is February for so long, and if I could just have somebody to finger me while I watch Dexter, that is going to be great.
Look, if you don't come over and finger me, the news is it's cold out. So I am going to just wrap up in a scarf. I'm going to eat a burrito, and I'm going to masturbate with the Netflix just wide open while watching Modern Family.
Yeah.
So if you don't come over, it's going to get pretty sad for me.
Yeah. But here's the thing. I don't know what dating is like, because for me, relationships just feel like a really long hangover, and there's not enough Papa John's in the world to fill it. You know, like, yeah. I'm like, I want you around. I mean, for the cool stuff, what are you doing still here? Like, yeah. Are you breathing around me still? Are we, you talking about your day job again?
Oh, wow. So just to clarify, when you sleep, you're going to be breathing like that the whole night?
All right. I think I have just one tip to give to ladies. If I could give any ladies
a tip.
You
told some peaches tips about ladies.
Yeah, there
and
is.
Peaches.
I read about, yeah, the peach. Are you going to try it?
Me? I don't know. I don't really like taking pills.
Yeah,
I'm
but
gonna,
what about for peach
I'm gonna
pussies?
I'm going to put a peach.
I mean, can maybe. You just spray something down there?
I'm going to put a peach inside
an air freshener.
My pussy until somebody fucks me. I promise you tonight, I'm going to put a peach inside my pussy and I won't take it out until somebody takes it out for me.
And that's a promise.
Something I can give to you.
I
have a tip.
I guess I'll just give a tip for the holidays for all of you guys. You know how, like, I don't know, you're going through a breakup or it's a Tuesday or whatever, and it's for guys too. Like, you have this feeling inside of yourself before you leave the house and you're like, girl, you sassy, crazy girl out there, you are going to go out tonight and you are going to get fucked. And you, like, put on eyeliner and wedges for no reason, and you've got a funky hat on, and you've watched maybe a little too much Flashdance, and so you have an off-the-shoulder, you know, something just unnecessary, and you feel uncomfortable. Oh, it's like that's the night you're not going to get laid, you know? But the moment that you slip on your seventh-grade period underwear... You are going home with the hottest dude at the bar.
Ooh.
And if you don't believe me, give it a try. It will happen. You're going to be at the Empty Bottle on Sundays.
Yeah.
Second Sundays of every January.
March.
Yep. That's where you're going to be. You're going to be at the Empty Bottle or one of those cool spots. And you're going to be like, you said you're in a band? That is cool. I have my Tweety Bird Bloodies on. Egads.
Ooh. You guys, if you liked our act, we're going to be selling Tweety Bird Bloodies in the back. And if you didn't like our act, we're going to be giving away Tweety Bird Bloodies!
Thank you very much. We've been the Putterball
Thank
Sisters.
Thank you guys so much. Thank you, Brandon.
Sit down.
This is like late night TV.
There's no TV here. Just so you know, there's no camera.
I thought this was
There's
being
literally
filmed.
No TV.
That was the best possible thing you could have said
think
as
about
well.
It.
There isn't a TV here.
No.
This isn't being filmed for Animal Planet or anything?
No, sorry.
How many people, yesterday. How often do people think you're not sisters?
Often.
What do you tell them? The truth, or do you tell
I have the same mom. We have the same dad, and that's why we both do this together.
Well, I don't understand why we would put up... I don't understand why we would make up the last... Why we make up the name Putterball Sisters. That's a bad name, you know? It's just our last name.
What do you wish your name was?
Something cool, like in the 30s when vaudeville
like the
happened.
Like the Dudenbowl sisters.
Wait, you would have bowel in the name of your of the name you of your choice?
Like the
what were the Hilton sisters? Is that what they were? The ones that were connected?
I'd like to be called the South Bend, Indiana Kenrose sisters.
The Cracker Barrel twins.
CBTs. Now, do you miss Entertaining Julia?
I do.
Entertaining Julia was a show that they inherited from Jenna Friedman. And you guys did it for 5 years.
Seven
years. That's longer than we've been doing the show here. Mm-hmm. And you recently wrapped because some guy's a dick.
Mainly because people are dicks.
Yeah.
And mainly just crazy. Just crazy dicks.
You can only run a show in a dive bar, and the person owning the dive bar has been doing blow since the 60s for so long, you know?
Yeah, until you're like, well, okay, this is...
Well, the fact that they were able to maintain a bar that long is quite impressive.
Yeah.
But it's still open. Let's give a shout out to the... No. But you did something really neat. You brought together a lot of different types of performers. It wasn't just stand-ups.
Yeah.
You would host along with Beth Stelling for a while, and then recently just the two of you. Mm-hmm. But you'd also do a lot of stuff in character. You had a go-girl thing. Do you miss that? Are you afraid that your output is going to drop due to...
It's been kind of weird, but also kind of great. I don't know if you've ever run a show for 7 years, and every week you get 1,000 emails from comics from Peoria being like, if you've got 47 minutes, I'd love to do 47 minutes. Yeah. Here's a quick clip of me in my motel telling you some of my jokes.
Why wasn't that a weekly segment on the show?
I don't know. That's a great
question.
I'm
completely serious. Like 10 minutes from a horrible comic.
That's a great idea.
You got to bring it back.
We just took a little bit of a break.
We've put on the show in a variety of cities, and I think it's pretty much whatever we want to do with it. I think what we want to do is be normal human beings on Sundays for just a couple Sundays,
but
and then hold
that
it.
That being said, we do have an Entertaining Julia coming up at the Hideout.
What's that date, sister?
December 21st at the Hideout. We're going to be doing a very special Christmas edition of Entertaining Julia.
People should go to that. You got any tips for Esmeralda?
I kind of need them. The ones I gave you were no good.
You look great in that dress. You work on the radio. What do you got? What do you have any problems about?
I don't.
You got any tips for the putter boss?
It's the peach pussy, isn't it?
Yeah.
My pussy smells a little bit less like a peach than I'd want it to. It smells like the peach pit from 90210.
You should bottle that.
I don't have any tips for you guys. I think you're doing great. Thank you for having us, and thank you to the Hungry Brain for being how cool you guys are. And you guys, too. You've done a great thing as well.
Well, that was sincere. It's hard to follow that up with anything jovial. I apologize.
I'm sorry.
You're very funny. People should follow both of you on Twitter. They both are individuals as well as sisters, and they both have individual Twitter accounts. Anytime
but we do have a joint bank account.
Which is like splitting $27 between two people. I don't know if you ever do that.
You don't need to follow them on Instagram because they both Instagram the exact same photos about five minutes after each other. But anytime they do a show at their house, I've yet to go, but I really want to go because one of them featured ghost patriots or something like that. Like Abraham Lincoln is like a ghost. You were doing something on your porch like the day before, and I was like, what the fuck
are
you doing?
Oh, yeah, Tiff makes costumes. She had to make zombie, patriotic zombies for 4th of July.
There you go. And for no reason, you didn't get paid to do this. And then the other show, I think everyone had to like wear a wig to be in your apartment.
Well, they didn't have to, but they did want to.
So you're fun.
So our next show's on the 21st. It's a Sunday. It's at the Hideout at 8:00. It's a Christmas themed putterball.
And everyone
Julia.
Should go.
Yeah,
you're fun, ladies and gentlemen. Please put your hands together between the funniest people in Chicago, the Putterball Sisters. Let's get Mike up here. Esmeralda, I've offered you to host this show at least 20 times, and you've always said no. Why didn't you ever want to host the show?
Oh, because I don't want that. I like to sit here and just make crack jokes every once in a while and drink a bunch.
That's a life plan.
Yeah, it's nice.
What have you learned over the 5+ years? Anything?
Oh, crepes. No, nothing.
Pretty cool, yeah.
Nothing. Learned nothing. No, I learned that the Hungry Brain is a fantastic place, and that it is funny to think that they do let us do a lot of weird stuff here. There's a lot of stuff we've done, and it's like, why would you let us do that?
Do you think that we're like a really large portion of why they're closing? And
they just don't want to deal with us anymore. So they're let's just close.
Let's just close the fucking bar. Fuck this noise. Literally,
they couldn't just tell us to stop.
Yeah, they're too nice. They're too Midwestern to be like, just go away.
They got to get out of it somehow.
Are you ready to play?
Almost.
Cool. Is there any specific show, any specific guest that you miss that couldn't make it tonight?
I would like to have seen Daniel Knox.
You can see Daniel Knox this week in Washington, D.C. He'll be playing the You, Me, Them, Everybody show.
You selling us tickets, plane tickets? Because
he's going to be in New York. He's going to do our Philly show and our D.C. show. So if I know
that
everyone,
makes it better.
I know everyone in the room is going to be in D.C. on Wednesday. Come on out to that. And then he'll be in Philly next Saturday. Obviously, he's like probably number one on my list, too. Jeremy was great. I miss Jeremy, our piano player. Jeremy, I should thank all the people, all the wonderful, wonderful designers that have made a shitload of amazing posters for us. I'm looking around now. Number one, Jill. Jill's in the room now. She made the Tonight's poster, and it's this amazing, like, black hole poster. So please clap for Jill.
They're all right here.
I did lie to Jill because I told her we printed 20 nice copies so we can give them out to everybody tonight. But she forgot to bring them.
We did. We just didn't bring them.
So I have really horrible, cheaply printed promotional copies that you can all take home with you. I want to thank Bill Connors. If you don't know who Bill Connors is, he's an amazing, amazing poster artist and just artist in general. He does a lot of the skull bleeding out stuff. So, like, there's one by that gentleman in the tan shirt right there. There's one up there. Jill did those other two there. There's just a lot of amazing people did a lot of stuff for us for little to no pay over the years. Obviously, I want to thank Brian. He's helped with sound on and off for 5 years just by me being a total dick to him. You saw what happened earlier. That was not a bit. We're going to talk a little bit more once he's done, but before you're ready to play, technically, this guy is the first band I ever booked here at the Hungry Brain, and by booked at the Hungry Brain, the owners really like Otter Petter, so I pretty much went in with I knew they would say yes, and they let me do it, and it was in March of 2009, and since then we've done a lot of stuff, and I'm really glad that he's going to be the final performer on the show that's here. You ready to play a song?
Sure.
Ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together for Mike Pritchard.
Thanks, guys. Real quickly, too, so my band, the band we've had for years is called Otter Petter, and we are playing next Friday night here as well as of, like, a full rock band. So you're welcome to come. I don't know how packed it'll be or whatever, but it'll be a really nice going away.
Do you hear a Somali song? You play that, and we'll talk about Somalis. Now, here's the thing. There's a gentleman walking around with a cooler.
He has tamales.
He has tamales. They are for sale. If you are hungry, that's one way to solve that problem.
And it's okay. We won't yell at you. Just please put them in the back.
Wait, why would you yell at anybody for buying the tamales?
No. But when you eat them, and then you just don't throw the husks everywhere. Put them back in the back. I'm the one that's gonna have to clean that up. So you know, do me a favor.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Hold on, wait. Just let the gentleman go. He's got to get out of here. He's got to do his thing. Is he gone?
Yeah. That wasn't Claudio. Don't buy that shit. Only buy it from Claudio. Fuck that guy. That's the imposter. Only Claudio.
Actually, shame on you if you did buy it.
Yeah, if you bought him, you got to get the hell out now.
Claudio will be here in roughly 30 minutes. They seem to follow each other. Now you can play. Ladies and gentlemen, Mike Pritchard.
Sweetness in your skin, and it tastes like boys taste when first started kissing now. But it's about you've got away with words. When I turn my back, you got away with words. You have me like a heart attack. In this modern world, when I could never turn my back on those modern girls. Play a new wave on the stereo. Play a new wave on the stereo. Play a new wave on the stereo. Stealing kisses on the patio. Twisted, tangled in your
like a pair of earbuds you can't live without. Isabel, if the music makes you spin, why do you turn me down each time you plug me in? You have me like a heart attack in this modern world, and I could never turn my back on those modern girls. Play a new wave on the stereo. Play a new wave on the stereo. Play a new wave on the stereo. Stealing kisses on the patio.
First show here?
Five.
No. We were hanging out at the bar, and I think we met, like, on our birthdays, if I'm not mistaken.
Most likely, yes. Probably, like, 8, 9
You were a baby,
ago.
And I was
a baby.
I was not
boy.
A baby.
I was way fatter than I was. Yeah, I miss Chicago food.
Anyway, yeah. It's Brandon's birthday is December 1st, so I would just like to wish him a happy birthday.
Thank you. Happy birthday to you, too.
That's all. So come out and see Otter Better next Friday night and support the Hungry Brain. Thank you, Luz. Thank
yes.
you, Jan. Thank you, Dan, and everybody else. It's been great.
I would also like to thank your brother, who is in the crowd tonight, who plays drums
yes.
in the band.
Yeah.
No one ever thinks Bill. That's some bullshit, Mike. Fix
you know
that.
What? You know what? Bill should be up here.
That's his fault. He should learn how to play guitar.
Stand up.
Jimmy Chamberlain
knows how to play. Raise your hand, Bill.
Yeah, Bill!
Bill's a badass drummer. Woo! He deserves the applause.
He's a good guy. I like Bill. You can
I agree.
No, I'm fine.
He's my brother.
He's a good guy. I like him a lot. I don't know you guys without this bar, and that's true. I don't know if that's good or bad. I don't know if I've been a positive influence on people. I definitely been an influence, but I don't know if it's been a positive one. Oh, boy.
Well, we're now, not just, dead.
Well, that's true.
It's going to get weird.
It's been weird for 5 fucking years. Thanks for doing this. I really appreciate it. I'm going to talk to her now.
I'm going to get up.
Do that. Buy him a drink.
Woo!
Oh, shit! We have to do the basket.
Oh, I was hoping you would have forgotten.
No, we're doing the basket one last time. Could you... We've been doing this show for blah, blah, blah. You already heard about the show. You're actually here. And one of the things... No, after we talk. Sit down. Most of the places we do the show, we charge. And we have like...
We do?
Not you and me, but when I do the show in other cities. Like, we usually have like a cover or something. But this is the only place where I prefer to do the basket. It's nice. The people here do us a favor by doing the basket, and people buy the performers' drinks, and it's, once again, it's like this weird little thing that really worked out, and it's at the Brandon and nowhere else I've ever been. No one's passing the basket at the Mutiny. No one wants to give any money at the Mutiny, but places like this, you seem to want to be here, and it's really nice. Is there anything final that you want to say before I close it up? We're not done. The show doesn't end. We're still going to do a show in Chicago. It's not a big deal.
Oh, no. I don't know.
Great. Go away now.
No, I don't know.
I'm very, very glad that you spent a lot of nights up here with me. When I left, she took over a lot of the bookings on Mondays and Tuesdays, and I think she's done an absolutely fantastic job. And not a lot of people know that she's one of the people that do that. So please, if you can, if you know her at all, tell her good job. Tell her thank you. Clap for her. She's an amazing woman. This is very symptomatic of this place. I benefited greatly from her misfortune. She was not the original co-host. She came in that night because she got laid off that night.
Oh, the night you did your show?
That was the first
time I was super drunk because I'd just gotten fired from the radio show I was working on. I just gotten fired, and the host took us all out to Gene and Giorgetti's. The last time I've ever been there. First and last. And then I came here and I was like, oh, I was drunk. I was like, your show's over. Sorry. I didn't make it.
And you've been on everyone since.
And then, I asked you to do the other one.
Yeah, you're great. That's how that happens. So I hope you all get fired from work for me by not getting paid. It's fantastic. She's going to walk around with the basket now, and this is what I hope happens. This is what I hope happens. We always ask for $5 because Ian McKay, blah, blah, blah. I have a bunch of posters if you want. Feel free to take them. Jill designed them. They're amazing.
I'll bring the nice ones.
She'll bring the nice ones, which help no one in this room right now.
Well, they can come back.
They could. You better come back. This place is not... By the way, like, the people here aren't dying. Don't be sad about it. Like, they have... They've been here for 20 years. They've done a lot of good. 17 years. That's almost 20 years, guys. Thank them, but don't act like it's a funeral. It's not a funeral. It's a fun time. It's like the future is actually bright. It's hopeful, blah, 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 blah. This is what's going to happen. The jukebox that says Laserdisc, which I don't know why it says Laserdisc. It's compact disc. It says Laserdisc. We're going to turn it on. Inevitably, television's marquee moon will play because that seems to be the anthem of this place. What I hope someone does is puts in a dollar and programs in, I hope this is still in the jukebox, Elton John's Tiny Dancer as many pot times as possible. Because Dan, we'll skip that song. So we need to play it so many times you cannot possibly play it. I think that's a great way to end the show. Thank you, Dan. Without you, I don't do this shit, which I don't know if that's good or bad. So thank you. Thanks to Jan. Thanks to Luz. Thanks to everybody at Games. Thanks to my wife, more importantly. She's more important than all of you combined. No offense. Okay. That's fair. I love you dearly. Thanks for letting me spend a lot of way too late nights here. So I appreciate that. Thanks, Brian. Thanks, Derek, and more people, and Alan, more people that are in the room. I know probably all of you. So thank you so much for coming, everybody. Have a wonderful night. Put on Tiny Dancer.
Until something plays. I was trying to time it. Yeah, I don't appreciate it.